Good morning, this is Drea A. Encourage, coming to you with encouraging words. Good morning, friends, how are you? This is a beautiful March day, and we are here. The Lord has seen fit to let us see another day and to bask in His glory. So today, I just would like to talk to you about mindfulness. That's a term that I've learned by doing meditation, being mindful, being direct, being on purpose, doing things that are intentional. Mindfulness. And in meditation, when we were doing mindfulness, that means that we bring all of our attention to our minds and center it. We started off with breathing. That was being mindful of our breath, the flow of it going in and the flow of it coming out. Being mindful of your surroundings. Focus on where you're going, being intentional on stopping at lights, being intentional of not getting too close to the other driver if you're driving, or even keeping your space in this day and age with COVID. Mindfulness is very important, and it is setting a standard that you are going to keep. Mindfulness. I am going to be intentional about picking up the Word of God and reading it and taking it to heart and studying His Word. Mindfulness. So today we'll read Psalm 54, and this is a psalm where David thought he had friends. He was called himself being mindful of the people around him, but in reality, it wasn't the case because there were a lot of things that were going on with David at this time. It says, in one of the darkest moments of David's life, when the insanity, jealous King Saul was bent on destroying him, David was able to lift his heart in supplication, trust, and praise to God. Do you hear that? One of the most insane times in David's life. And if you don't know who David is, well, that's going to be a study that's coming up. But David was a man after God's own heart. He wasn't a perfect man by no means. But he knew how to reach God. He knew how to pray. He was mindful of who God was and His focus on him and the details that he knew about God and God knew about him. So he was mindful. And so this particular time, David cried out to God. He needed Him in a mighty way. So when we need God, when things are going kablooey around us and we think we have our focus on things that we should, but sometimes that's not the case. We have to be mindful, focused, intentional about the things that we do and the things that we put in place. So, in this scripture, David cried out to God. And this is the King James Version. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that upholds my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eyes have seen his desires upon my enemies. Amen, friends. Amen. That is Psalms 54. The Lord delivers. The Lord delivered David. He hid himself. David was running. But God, who is merciful and just and forgives all our sin, was with him. Yep, there are people in our life that look like they mean us good, but they do not. But nevertheless, the Lord is there and the Lord will protect us. But we have to focus, be intentional, be mindful of who God is and who they are not. No weapons formed against you will prosper. The Lord said he will never leave you or forsake you. And he also says, call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. He's also say, touch not my anointed. That's what the Lord said. So my friends, yes, we may be running and we're running that race. The race that is set for you. We practice the word of God in that race that we're running. It's for the prize, and the prize is Jesus. As long as we focus on him and his power and his strength and lean not to our own understanding, he will direct our path. There are many things that are happening in our life right now. We don't know why. Some things we may have called, and some things are just going to happen. But our main thing, if we could get this, and if we could understand it, it took me a while to understand that in God's strength, we are everything. In God's strength, we have everything. In God's strength and his understanding, we are everything. Apart from him, we can do nothing. So my friends, mindfulness, focus, be intentional. Pick up your word, read it, get some kind of understanding about who God is. David cried out to the Lord. Who are we that we do not cry out to the Lord? We can do nothing apart from God, but we can do everything with him. After all, he has saved us to this point. And if we are here now, we are here for a purpose. For the last 3 years, so many people have perished. Over 1 million people here in the United States alone. And if you are here, you have a calling. And God wants you to use your gifts and talents for His purpose. Okay? I'm just saying, I never had a thought before the pandemic about really speaking out or really just lending my voice. But the Lord, I believe, set everything in place. One step and practice. He has called us to practice His word and to be mindful and focused and intentional on thus saith the Lord. Okay, my friends, I am not going to hold you. But we're reading the Psalms today with, it says, but we're reading this psalm from David's viewpoint. So they are the enemies who are tracking David, and we have enemies that track us every day. And David was a man after God's own heart. And whatever David did, he always turned his attention to God. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. David prayed. Do you pray? Father, we just thank you and praise you for this time. We thank you and praise you for your song. Lord, thank you for giving us direction, letting us be mindful, intentional on you, focusing on you and what you will have us to do. Let us not lean to our own understanding, but let us acknowledge you in everything that we do and say. Let us be intentional about who we are and whose we are. Let people see you through us so you get the glory. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. It is all about you, Jesus. And we lift our hands and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for saving a wretch like me. Okay, my friends, amen. I thank you for listening. I thank you for being a part of Drea A. Encourage. And I thank Anchor and Spotify for allowing me to be a podcaster. I never thought that I would be a podcaster, but here I am speaking to you. Being mindful, seeking and using my voice, I believe is one of my gifts that the Lord has given me to reach you, to say, fear not, the Lord is with you, and He will never leave you or forsake you. Go, my friends, and be mindful, be intentional, focus on the Lord with all your strength, with all your might. Okay? God bless.